truck drivers and emergency personnel had trouble getting to them.
Former President Donald Trump swept all three Republican nominating contests held Saturday in Michigan, Idaho, and Missouri as he continues his march towards the nomination. It's now 2 days to Super Tuesday. There were protests in several major cities, including New York, demanding more aid go to Palestinians in Gaza as the U.S. carried out its first airdrops of food. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Vehicles have overtaken power plants as America's biggest source of carbon emissions. In Wisconsin, the push for electric buses is accelerating. Mike Moan reports.
The city of Racine has made headlines in recent years for leveraging federal funds to add more electric buses operated by its transit agency. And through the bipartisan infrastructure law, school systems like the Palmyra Eagle District have used federal grants to buy a handful of buses fitted with such technology. Susan Mudd is with the Environmental Law and Policy Center, a Midwest-based advocacy group. She says it's encouraging to see this activity, knowing the benefits that come with it.
The children or the riders on buses, including the drivers, will experience zero tailpipe emissions, which they now do because fumes, unfortunately, often get recirculated into buses.
These models also prevent harmful emissions from floating through neighborhoods, especially when buses are idled. Mudd says this has a positive effect on human health, as well as mitigating climate change, with transportation making up nearly 30% of U.S. carbon emissions. But even with federal support, she acknowledges there are still upfront cost barriers in securing electric buses. Mudd adds that implementing charging stations for larger electric bus fleets can be more intensive than infrastructure for passenger models.
It definitely requires more equipment, may require transformer upgrades, and that is more costly.
Organizations like hers are appealing to utilities to help make this infrastructure more accessible to schools and transit agencies. In late 2022, Wisconsin received more than $25 million in federal support to replace 65 diesel school buses around the state with electric ones. This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
More changes for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, where college players have been undergoing physicals and doing drills, except for USC quarterback Caleb Williams, who is expected to be the first pick by the Bears. Williams says, why share that information with other teams when you're number one overall? Meanwhile, the Milwaukee Journal reports that the Packers have asked the agent of running back Aaron Jones to agree to a restructured contract or possibly face being released in a couple of weeks. Running back A.J. Dillon is not expected to return and will become a free agent. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
Overall, I think our team is in good shape. I think we have a very strong roster, but you know, nothing's set in stone in this league, and we're going to bring in as many guys as we can to be competitive. And I would imagine that our roster will look a lot different than it did last year, like it always does from year to year. And we're excited about that.
As Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hi, this is Dr. Tim Slecker.
And this is Dr. Johnny Lupinacci.
Friday, best of the week, trending education news.
Busted pencils every weekday at 7 p.m.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies, gusty southeast winds today with highs of the lower 60s. Tonight, plenty of clouds rolling in, and there will be a slight chance of some showers. Otherwise, look for lows in the middle 40s. Rain more likely on Monday, with highs in the mid-50s. It's 42 at our studios.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Almost Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning, weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
This is the music of the star on the Civic Media Radio Network from 7 till noon Central on Sundays. Thanks for being here. Days when the sun shines hot and the wind blows cold. It's summer in the daylight, winter in the shade. Charles Dickens said that. All that stuff about being like a lion and all that. It's just gloomy today, but that's today. Hang tight, everybody. It's only the beginning. Let's rush ahead, shall we? About the meekest and mildest of lambs. But he talked about twilight, too. Seems like it's twilight all over the place. The music of the stars is on the air. In the orchestra, Julie London. Happy March, everybody.
Melancholy March, you're gloomy. Your winds are blowing across the sky. Melancholy march, your clouds are crying, your trees are sighing as though they'll die. So we stand hand in hand, waiting for anything. Melancholy march without a season. You have no reason or rhyme to be.
Kate Smith.
Melancholy serenade. Every time I hear it play, right out of phase, your haunting face appears. There were
Gleason wrote that song. When I say that, people say, But he was such a fun-loving guy. Well, he was, but most of his music, and he was quite the prolific composer, you know, has that edge. Jackie Gleason, what a musician, had his own orchestra.
Any kid get in my way if he is smaller than me. You see my little doll with the pins in it. She's all that you'll recognize. Somebody just about your size.
That's interesting, and the regard that it's from a rare television show. See, back in the 50s and 60s, American television audiences, they were treated to TV shows featuring plays and musicals on some great programs such as Playhouse 90 and, let's see, Hallmark Hall of Fame, Studio One. A lot of Broadway and Hollywood stars appeared every week. And they were mostly live. Imagine that, on live television, staging a big musical. Now, this came from Sunday, February the 9th, 1958. On the Hallmark Hall of Fame, they had an hour and a half musical version of Hans Brinker, The Silver Skates. Hugh Martin wrote that. Oh, you remember Hugh Martin's music on Meet Me in St. Louis. Peggy King was on there. We just celebrated her birthday. Basil Rathbone. Sidney Lumet directed it. Anyway, that's from Hans Brinker. And I thought I'd do some songs on these waning opportunities to go skating. Oh, no, you can't do it out here. But you can do it on some of these ice rinks if you can find one. Here's Peggy King. And this is a great song written just for Peggy and just for Hans Brinker. By the way, I have to tell you that I've got some great music that you're never going to hear, even after this program. That was Sheila Smith.
I'm healthy and wealthy, but not a bit wise. I can't see too clearly with stars in my eyes. I have everything I want, it seems. I have everything I want except the boy of my dreams. I'm hoping and hoping he'll finally see a friend or a mother or something in me. So I sit and paint a picture of how he'll be.
Biggie King from the Hallmark Hall of Fame. She had a hit with that. Well, not that, but with Make Yourself Comfortable. Bob Merrill wrote that. Do you remember that with Percy Faith? I'll bet you don't. That was recorded in 1954. I remember when people were playing all sorts of versions of this, and I thought I would do one for you right now on this almost popular song that people seem to have forgotten.
Make yourself comfortable. Ooh, make yourself comfortable. Ooh, make yourself comfortable, baby. Kiss now. Take off your shoesies, dear, and loosen up your tie. I've got some kisses here. Let's try one on for size. Turn the light up, or you make yourself comfortable, babe. Kiss a kiss now. Take your shoesies, dear, and loose. Make yourself your comfortable. Ooh, I've got some kisses here. Let's try one. Make yourself comfortable. Turn the lights low while you make yourself comfortable.
Fred Allison. From the great days of television, the golden age, some call.
We'll find your love somewhere, someday, if you just listen to your heart. And all sweet long for things.
Hope that you listen with your heart if you really want to enjoy this story. Not that it's a story for everybody, it isn't. It won't mean a thing to anyone but children and people who used to be children. I used to be a kid myself. Lots of folks still think I am. You know something? Maybe they're right at that. Anyway, I still love a good story.
Oh, come on now. You might as well admit it. I'll bet you do, too. Especially when it's a great story, like Pinocchio. It begins as all good stories do. Once upon a time, some people say it happened in Italy, a land that loves the sun and songs and little children. But it might have happened anywhere in the world, anywhere in this wonderful world of make-believe. It all began one afternoon when the town crier of this drowsy little village appeared in the town square to make a most exciting announcement.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye.
Oh, this fat, jolly little town crier was fairly bursting with news. Happy news.
Yeah, that's Mickey Rooney. Might seem hard for some younger folks to fathom in these modern eras of DVDs and downloads, but once upon a time, in the faraway kind of the 1950s, they had some things called original TV musicals. And then for a magical time, and it was, they were an important part of our entertainment. Just ask anybody who had a movie theater at the time. They stayed home to watch free television. I mean, it wasn't up to Broadway standards or even maybe Hollywood. But there's some great talents in there. Mickey Rooney was looking for work at that time, and such was the case. Rexall Drugs, on October 13, 1957, they wanted to repeat the success of Peter Pan on television. It was a yearly thing with Mary Martin in the title role, or Cinderella, Rodgers and Hammerstein. And they put together, and this is a forgotten show, I know it is, Pinocchio, starring Mickey Rooney as the puppet who tried to be a real kid. Pinocchio had Fran Allison from Kukla, Fran and Ollie. She played the blue-haired fairy queen. And some other stars, Gordon Clark, lesser known. He played Geppetto. Stubby Kaye from Guys and Dolls as the town crier, and Jerry Colonna played the ringmaster of that traveling circus. And it was created by a guy who had put together a stage version of Pinocchio for the government, the Federal Theater Project. Here's another one from Pinocchio, 1957.
Happy news, everybody hear the happy news, 'cause tomorrow's gonna be a hip hooray, a once-in-a-lifetime day. The circus is coming to town.
The circus is coming to town.
Stop your housework, save the stew. Bring all the kids and money, too. Tomorrow the circus comes to town. Happy news, everyone get out your Sunday shoes, 'cause tomorrow's gonna be a hip hooray, a once-in-a-lifetime day. Take notice, they're coming to town.
The circus is coming to town.
Peanuts, popcorn, ginger cake. The fun is worth the tummy ache.
Tomorrow the circus comes to town.
You can imagine how all the children looked forward to the next day. Every home in the village was buzzing with excitement. Everyone, that is, except the home of Geppetto, the old village carpenter who lived by himself all alone behind his little shop. No, Geppetto wasn't really interested. Circuses aren't much fun for grown-ups unless they can take children along with them. He explained to his old friend, the town crier, "Town crier, it's a lonely life without a child, without a wife."
"My friend, perhaps it's not too late for you..."
"For me to seek a mate? I fear my bride would very soon see that all I know is carpentry, and that would do us little good, for children are not made of wood." "It's true. Children are not made of wood. But old Geppetto kept wondering about it all evening, and later that night he said to himself, children are not made of wood. Great heavens! I wonder if I could. He made up his mind he would try. He'd make a little wooden boy. He gathered up his tools and went to work with a will. Finally, Geppetto was through, and there on his workbench lay a fine figure of a boy with a magnificent long nose, all made of wood. Anyway, Geppetto thought he was beautiful, but let's face it, the boy was a bit stiff at first. But after a few applications of the oil can, a few smart raps with the mallet, there stood the little wooden boy, finished. The old carpenter was enchanted. But he didn't know much about children. However, he did remember that among the first things they learn are walking and talking, and he wasn't quite sure which came first. I wonder if they learn to talk after or before they walk. He decided to try talking first. A little boy. The little boy looked at him, rather puzzled, a little hurt. That's no good, Geppetto thought to himself. I can't call him little boy. He's got to have a name. And so he made one up, and he told this boy that his name was going to be Pinocchio. Yes, that's your name. From henceforth, know that this means you. Now say it so. Pinocchio.
Pinocchio.
No. Pinocchio.
Pinocchio.
Well, that wasn't very good, but suddenly Geppetto remembered one secret that all good toy makers know. Well, how could he forget? Of course. The most important thing. The thing he'd always used to bring the breath of life to his little pets and puppets and dolls and marionettes. A child should sing before he talks. A child should dance before he walks. That's the magic we will use to animate him. Music.
Mickey Rooney, as Pinocchio. How many people remember that? I didn't. It was created by a writer, Yasha Frank. 20 years earlier, he had come up with a stage version of this for the government, but Hans Holm was a choreographer. He had did Kiss Me, Kate, and My Fair Lady, and Alec Wilder did this great new score, which is forgotten, and Mickey was not doing well at the time. Nobody was hiring him. He was delighted to get this Hallmark Hall of Fame presentation of Pinocchio. Here is another clip from that.
Music! Here's a happy game to learn the words you ought to know. See if you can sing your name, Pinocchio.
Pinocchio!
That's the way to do. You see how quick the game will go. Now can you say Papa too?
Pinocchio!
No.
Pinocchio!
Not exactly right. Not quite. Think hard, I know you're bright. Stick to it, you'll do it. Make another try. Now use your head and take it slow. Answer, Papa, who am I?
Pinocchio.
Oh, you're trying to provoke me with a joke, Pinocchio. Though you're just a puppet made of pine and oak, Pinocchio. You've a better funny bone than many folk, Pinocchio. When you joke, Pinocchio, I laugh, ho-ho.
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 I laugh.
Like so.
I smile.
I weep.
I see.
I sleep.
I touch.
The eye.
The ear.
The nose.
The arm.
The leg.
The head.
The toes.
Ha, 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 ha. I laugh like so. I smile. I weep. I see. I sleep. I touch the eye, the ear, the nose, the arm, the leg.
The head.
And toes. That's very, 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 very good, Pinocchio. For every word you said, I understood, Pinocchio. And now that you can talk, I'm sure that you can learn to walk and perchance.
lot tonight. You're bright, all right. Now for the big delight. Come say it, please say it. Make another try. Be sure to think and take it slow. Won't you say it? Who am I?
Papa!
Pretty smart boy, that Pinocchio, even if he is made of wood. I'll bet you didn't learn to walk and talk as fast as that. Come to think of it, neither did I. But Pinocchio is a little tired, and for that matter, so is Geppetto.
Sorry to tell you, the video doesn't exist. All I have is the soundtrack. And the reason I have it is that it was very fortunately put on wax by Columbia Records. And then that disappeared. All these stereo LPs came into production that same year. So it's a hard-to-find cast album. Oh, Mickey was working for over 30 years in Hollywood at that time. Did you know he was the highest paid actor in Hollywood? Played everything from Andy Hardy to Tom Edison and all those classic musicals with Judy Garland. But he was still working again. Slowly, he had his own television program. The Music of the Stars. WRJN and the Civic Media Radio Network. Now you think of George M. Cohan, and you think of, you have to think of Jimmy Cagney. But Mickey, that same year, had played George M. Cohan for NBC. And I've got that for you later. And Fred Allison, superstar on American Airwaves. Started out, actually, before Kukla, Fran, and Ollie on Don McNeil's Breakfast Club, and that was on radio all the way till 68. It started out in 1933. She passed away in 1989. Well, we think of her as being the co-star, along with Bert Tilstrom on Kukla, Fran, and Ollie. One thing that's strange about that is that it was sponsored by Ford Motor Company. They were selling new Fords to 10-year-old kids. But it's kind of an unusual collection. I'm glad to be able to present it on the Music of the Stars. This is Civic Media Radio Network. Gordon Clark, one of the cast members of Pinocchio, and again, that was October 13, 1957, does this.
Workbench, covers him snugly with his big leather apron and sings him to sleep with a lovely lullaby.
be near you the whole night through.
Now it's evening and time for bed. Off to dreamland, my little sleepy head. There's another fine day, just a short dream.
Stars. Music from Pinocchio, 1957, Golden Television. They don't call it that for nothing. Stubby K. The guy was a fine singer in every respect. I wish they'd given him something more serious to do. But let me see what we have. Speaking of more serious, from Mickey Rooney. Oh, yeah, yeah. Here's something I thought I'd feature. Mickey Rooney.
Tell the tune. teardrops from the rain. You couldn't wait around till I explain. I'm packing up my pride about what might have been. I'll just step aside so someone new can move right in. You couldn't ever say we never cared. I'll take my humble pill and wash it down with warm champagne so I can see the teardrops from the rain. Pill and wash it down with warm champagne so I can see the teardrops for the rain.
I'll have a tune where he does a George M. Cohen song later. Speaking of George, huh? Who did it better than Jimmy Cagney, that is?
I'm the kid that's all the candy. I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. I'm glad I am.
Oh, Uncle Dan.
I'm a real-life Yankee Doodle. Made my name and fame and boom. Just as Mr. Doodle did by riding on a pony. I love to listen to the Dixie strain. I long to see the girl I left behind me. That ain't a George. She's a Yankee, by God.
Oh, baby, can you be?
Anything about a Yankee, that's all for me.
Little Johnny Jones, the jockey from the USA.
We'll ride the pony, Yankee Doodle, English Derby Day.
Broken records, every track and every beat.
So Yankee Doodle's gonna be the boy they have to beat.
Sportsmen of the British out who followed his career have offered Johnny anything to keep him over here.
But all the money in the Bank of England couldn't pay enough to keep young Johnny Jones away from old Broadway.
If you want to take it, get the surest of sure things.
Have your houses mortgaged, hock your watches, pawn your rings.
And put it all on Yankee Doodle, Johnny Jones is up.
I'm gonna give America the English Derby Cup.
He's gonna give America the English Derby Cup.
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. Yankee Doodle do or die. A real live nephew of my Uncle Sam. Born on the 4th of July. I've got a Yankee Doodle sweetheart. She's my Yankee Doodle joy. Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride the ponies. I am that Yankee Doodle boy.
He's the Yankee Doodle Dandy, a Yankee Doodle do or die. A real life everyone in Dumbo's hand, born on the 4th of July. He's got a Yankee Doodle sweetheart. He's his Yankee Doodle boy. Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride the ponies. He is the Yankee Doodle boy.
Dan's Jimmy Cagney version. Nobody had more talent on Broadway than did Jimmy. Here's a George M. Cohen song with Mickey Rooney. As George M.
Broadway, remember me to Herald Square. Tell all the gang at 42nd Street that I will soon be there. Whisper of how I'm yearning to mingle with the old time throng. Give my regards to old Broadway and say that I'll be there for long. Street that I will soon be there, and whisper of how I'm yearning to mingle with the old time throng. Give my regards to old Broadway and say that I'll be there for long.
Alexander in the orchestra. It was a TV production of Mr. Broadway. It's all about George M. Starred Mickey, another forgotten television spectacular. They called them spectaculars back then. It was on NBC, May the 11th, 1957. The Music of the Stars. Are coming down. Now you can count on the Music of the Stars to cover the songs that won and lost, and worse, were not even nominated. We're on Sundays from 7 till high noon Central, and across the world at civicmedia.us. I'm Lou Regani, the Music of the Stars. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Stand by for news.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.